Good morning, guys. I definitely didn't have time to print this off, so I have pictures of it. So if you see me squinting down at this lanyard, there's a good reason for that. Okay, my name is Rachel Starr, and I have been given the honor, and I'm so thankful to just be able to speak here today to y'all about a little bit about my experience here at LCU. So LCU has been a home to me for the past 20 years of my life, and it is a place that's always going to feel like home to me. I grew up wandering around the halls of the admin building and going and doing basketball camps with Coach Gomez and the Lady Shaps, and attending every Master Follies I could, volleyball games and basketball games. And I was so excited and so thankful when I finally got accepted here to come to school and continue my education. LCU has always been a huge part of my life. Before I came here, I had very little idea of what I wanted to study, and even less of an idea of what I wanted to do with my life after college, but I still had a few years before I had to figure that second one out. But I did what any sane and reasonable person would do when they didn't know what to major in, and I chose biochemistry with a pre-medicine emphasis. And that was fun. So I woke up for 8 a.m. with Dr. Byron Rogers, and I endured all the notoriously challenging biology tests with Dr. Martin, and I got through it. My freshman year, I also rushed a social club, and I was involved in the Student Senate, and I made a whole lot of great friends among all of my peers. And it was a fun time, but I wasn't necessarily always very happy. Studying biology, which, you know, is the study of life, wasn't very life-giving for me. And despite Dr. Rogers' delicious brownies with, I think, cayenne pepper, you know, despite his brownies and his enthusiasm for chemistry at 8 a.m., I was less than enthusiastic about chemistry at 8 a.m. And I was really having a hard time about it. I wasn't happy with what I was studying, and I wasn't passionate with what I was learning about. And I kept on being told that I had to be passionate about what I was learning about if I wanted to make the next 4 years go okay, and if I didn't want them to go super long. So I finished my freshman year as a biochem major, but I began my sophomore year as a youth and family ministry major. Within the walls of the Christian Development Center and in the classrooms of each of my Bible professors, I found that passion and that joy that I had been previously missing, and I was led back to Jesus, and I was led back to the cross time and time again. I found true joy in all of my studies, from philosophy to Greek to Christian history and theology, parts 1 through 4, and everything else in between. And I found a place where I belonged. And I was studying everything that I loved to learn about. I was pushed to expand the beliefs I had of God into something far greater and far truer to who He truly is. And I really enjoyed, for the most part, writing the 12-page papers over Romans and over philosophy. That was much more enjoyable to me than writing them about anything else. Those were fun. Apart from my studies, I've spent the last 4 years at LCU as a proud member of both Christlic Domin and Student Senate. I have found life-giving and Christ-centered relationships among all of the people there, and I could not be more thankful for all of those people and how they have formed me during this time. I was given the honor of serving as a committee leader in Student Senate. Yay for TORP Week! And as a Master Follies director for CDs this last year. During my time here, I did make mistakes, and I fell down hard sometimes. But each time that I made those mistakes, and each time when I wasn't sure if I could continue on, I was met with grace, and I was caught on my fall, and I was embraced, and I was just met with this abundant grace that I could not have asked for or deserved. When I was struggling in my faith and just with life in general, I was surrounded by professors and mentors and fellow students who loved me so much that they met me where I was at, but they loved me too much to let me stay in that current state that I was in. The people here at LCU are those who you want to walk with you through all the trials that life is going to bring, and I cannot express how thankful I am for each and every one of you. Through their love for me and by the grace of God, I have grown as a student, as a person, as a friend, and most importantly, as a follower of Christ. LCU has given me a lifetime of love, and I could not be more proud to be a chaparral. To use the words of Paul in Philippians, I will thank my God every time I remember you, and every time I pray, I will pray with joy because LCU has given me a family and a home here. To all of my fellow seniors who are graduating in just a couple of weeks, blessings upon each of you as we're about to enter into a new season of life. And to everyone here who's still going to stay here and who still has a little bit of time left to spend at LCU, blessings upon you. May you experience all of the joys that LCU has to offer, and may you find a home and community here. And I'm now so excited to turn it over to Claude to hear a little bit about his story. I'm very thankful for Claude and the friend and classmate that he has been. So let's give it up for Claude.
That was too good. Good morning, LCU.
Good morning.
You guys sound very sleepy. You made it anyway. And I'm sure they will still give you a chapel credit. So, I'm very thankful for Rachel. You know, without Rachel, I don't think I was going to be here sharing my story. And Dr. Carey. Let's clap hands for them. So, my experience at LCU. Sorry, I'm too tall. Good morning, friends, educators, and fellow classmates. My name is Claude Usenge, and I have attended LCU for 3 years and starting to receive my bachelor in biblical text. I am honored to have been asked to share a few words with you. My journey to LCU was very complicated. So my family is originally from Congo, but I was born in Rwanda. I came to the U.S. on February 27, 2013 as a refugee. Let me take you for a moment to my life in East Africa, living in a refugee camp. See, life was not always easy. My family and I had learned how to live comfortably in uncomfortable circumstances. My father worked nonstop to ensure that we ate, dressed, and were educated. He made it a priority for all of us to attend at least middle school. My day-to-day looked very different from a typical life in the States. I took care of goats, fetched water, played with other kids in the camp, and went to school. Growing up in a refugee camp, School ended with high school. Dreams of graduating from college were entirely out of my reach. It was a dream surrounded by walls. I never could see myself as a college graduate. It was not possible for a refugee like me to hold on to such a dream. But I thank God for planting this dream and not letting it die. I made it to the States when I was 13 with my parents and 7 siblings. Being thrown into high school in an entirely new environment was a shock, to say at least. I struggled learning the language while adjusting to American life. After graduating high school, I began attending a community college, majoring in physical therapy, but I became connected with prayer groups, church camps, and a Bible study. It was through my involvement in these places that God began to transform my life and call me into ministry. He started showing me dreams, highlight texts from scripture, and using people to confirm what he was saying. But I did my thing. I ignored it because I wasn't ready to let my personal dreams and the American dream. But the voice of God became even louder. Through various experiences, especially through a prayer of a godly woman who prayed over me. And then I started asking myself, why am I pursuing physical therapy? Why was I following this dream? Was it because of safety, reputation? Then I ended up deciding to go for a long fast because I wanted to know what God wanted for my life. Through the fast, God called me one last time. And guess what? This time I answered. Right when I answered the call of ministry, President Scott McDowell talked to my pastor. He said he was looking for two students who loved God and wanted to go to LCU. So I told my pastor, there is no way I'm going to leave Nashville. After becoming so established with my family and community and go to Texas. He urged me to go, and the pastor urged me to go and try it. So my friend Elias and I flew to Lubbock to check it out. And as soon as I got to LCU, I knew I felt peace from God. I knew it would be a place that I would be spending my next 3 years. I returned home thinking, God, how is it going to be? I would love to go to LCU if only you would reduce the financial burden. And miraculously, God worked. Amen? Aye. Miraculously, God worked all things out by providing various scholarships and through generosity of many people. By spring of 2021, I was enrolled. And since the time I first began, something that has blessed me so deeply about LCU is the people and how they care. From the Starbucks to Welcome Center to lectures to chapel, I have felt welcome. The professor cares wholeheartedly about the success of each student, not just the grade on the paper. I have felt so appreciated by the kindness with which I have been met. The leadership of LCU cares about each student, and this is evident in the way the school is run. See, LCU provided a place for me to reach God's calling in my life. I remember countless examples of students and professors sticking with me despite all my failures. Now I feel so equipped for a life of ministry. After receiving such a strong foundation here, I have learned a deeper love for God and His Word. I have learned how to examine Greek, exegetical papers, writing exegetical papers. I have learned how to walk with people in ministry. Many of us discuss in detail how we came to LCU in a tough places and are now living on fire. Together we have shared such a transformative experience. See, as students here, we all know it has not been easy. We have been pushed so hard. At times we thought we were breaking, yet here we are, resilient and strong. Despite the challenges, we have persevered, fueled by our determination and passion for learning. These experiences have tested our limits, but they have also shaped us into individuals we are today. We have grown in resilience, perseverance, and empathy, ready to face whatever challenges lie ahead. Our journey here has been difficult, but it has also been incredibly rewarding, filled with growth, discovery, and transformation. See, in all my doubts, fears, and discomforts, the LCU family stood by me. They reminded me of an African saying, "If you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together." This has been the theme of my time here, and I encourage all of us to remember it. See, I am abundantly thankful for the opportunity to attend LCU and fulfill my dream of becoming a college graduate. Thank you to every classmate on this journey with me, every professor that believed in me And a special thank to you, President Scott McDowell, for opening the door and made it possible for me to reach my dreams. Thank you. And you are dismissed.